ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union. For the most part, the ACLU is a destructive force in America and should be ignored. They do not represent the majority in any of the positions that they have taken that I know of. There are enough Americans to support a defense against the ACLU legal actions. The court system, by and large, favors money. We can out-money, out-lawyer the ACLU, and put them out of business. Spock said this, "The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few." We must do what is in the best interest of the country. If individuals or groups have to suffer, that is the way it is. Suffering and need cannot be totally eliminated. This is because of human will. Human will is a God-given gift. It is a blessing when subjected to the truth. It is a curse otherwise. When the ACLU comes against the gospel of Jesus Christ, it's blatantly Antichrist. Those who support the ACLU are therefore aligning themselves against Christ. Revelation 19:20, "And the beast was taken, and him with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone." The mark of the beast is essentially a mindset that man is above God. As a person thinks in his heart, so is he. The beast is a man who elevates himself above God. The beast's symbology is indicative of depravity when separated from God. Those who reject Christ Jesus receive the mark of the beast in their minds. The act of receiving the mark is an intellectual acceptance of man's authority over God's sovereignty. Acts 4:12 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved." If you've been taught that free thinking and free will have no consequences, you need to think again. The Creator gave you free will, but how you exercise it determines your eternal destiny. 2 Peter 3:9, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." The result of not repenting and accepting Christ Jesus as Savior is that the individual perishes.